This is Helpful Parenting Bundle, 2-in-1 Bundle, Resilient Parenting and Boundaries with Teens, written by Eveline Theo and Blanche Connell, read by Tanya Neihardt. This is Resilient Parenting, the essential guide to resilient and mindful parenting. Learn tips and advice on how to become a better parent to your kids. Written by Eveline Theo. Read by Tanya Neihardt. Chapter 1. Active Listening to Your Child. Communicating with our children can be a difficult task at times. We feel like they're not listening to us. They feel like we're not listening to them. Good listening and communication skills are essential to successful parenting. Your child's feelings, views, and opinions have worth, and you should make sure you take the time to sit down and listen openly and discuss them honestly. It seems to be a natural tendency to react rather than to respond. We pass judgment based on our own feelings and experiences. However, responding means being receptive to our child's feelings and emotions, and allowing them to express themselves openly and honestly without fear of repercussion from us. By reacting, we send our child the message that their feelings and opinions are invalid. But responding and asking questions about why the child feels that way opens a dialogue that allows them to discuss their feelings further and allows you a better understanding of where they're coming from. Responding also gives you an opportunity to work out a solution or a plan of action with your child that perhaps they would not have come up with on their own. Your child will also appreciate the fact that maybe you do indeed understand how they feel. It's crucial in these situations to give your child your full and undivided attention. Put down your newspaper, stop doing the dishes, or turn off the television so you can hear the full situation and make eye contact with your child. Keep calm, be inquisitive, and afterwards offer potential solutions to the problem. Don't discourage your child from feeling upset, angry, or frustrated. Our initial instinct may be to say or do something to steer our child away from it, but this can be a detrimental tactic. Again, listen to your child. Ask questions to find out why they are feeling that way, and then offer potential solutions to alleviate the bad feeling. Just as we do, our children have feelings and experience difficult situations. Actively listening and participating with our child as they talk about it demonstrates to them that we do care, we want to help, and we have similar experiences of our own that they can draw from. Remember, respond, don't react. Chapter 2. Celebrate Your Child's Uniqueness. Just like a snowflake or a fingerprint, every child is unique in their own special way. Every child has a unique way of feeling, thinking, and interacting with others. Some children are shy, while others are outgoing. Some are active, while others are calm. Some are fretful, while others are easygoing. As a loving and nurturing parent, it's your job to encourage them to embrace their uniqueness and celebrate their individual qualities. Allow your child to express themselves through their interests. They may find a creative outlet in theater, dancing, or art, or they may be exceptionally talented in the sciences. Encourage them to embrace what they like to do, what interests them, and what makes them happy. Help them realize that they don't need to worry about being like everyone else. Teach your child to make positive choices and praise them for good deeds, behaviors, and positive traits they possess. Encourage them to become actively involved in their community and introduce them to activities that promote a sense of cooperation and accomplishment. Be firm yet fair when handing down discipline for misdeeds or misbehaviors, and make certain the rules
Sample complete. Ready to continue?